It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 16. We're going to begin with the 23rd verse. And so please that you'd open your Bibles to Matthew 16, 23. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to send us an email, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. It's a beautiful, wonderful opportunity we have to study God's precious Word, and I'm glad that you've joined us today. Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. His face did shine as the sun. His raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. What a wonderful opportunity to study the precious Word here and to enjoy such a glorious, glorious time. And so please, let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we can come and enjoy this. It is just a joy to be able to study your precious Word. Take us through these verses of Scripture. Show us exactly what you would have us to see and to learn. We thank and praise you, Father, for the opportunity. We thank you for the blessings that you give us. We thank you for the salvation that you have given us through your Son, the Lord Jesus, and made it so simple, so easy, that all we need to do is come by faith to your Son, the Lord Jesus, that died on the cross, shed his precious blood, took our sin away. But we must come. We must have that wonderful personal relationship with your Son, the Lord Jesus, in order to possess that salvation. So help us to understand that today. Help us to learn of your Word. And I thank and praise you for this opportunity. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, this is a wonderful text to study, a joy to look at these verses of Scripture. We find that Peter was rebuked because he saw no need for the Lord Jesus to go to the cross. We, too, need to listen and have ears to hear instead of making rash judgments of thinking that, hey, that's the wrong thing, when it was a very necessary, completely necessary for our Lord and Savior to go to the cross, to die on the cross, to save us, to shed his precious blood. So we need to see and understand that. Beginning of the 24th verse then is, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." What cross is he speaking of? We do not have to go and die on a physical cross like our Savior. There is sometimes burdens that we have. There is times that there are difficulties that we face because we stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you see, the world hates our God. The devil is the god of this world. But Jehovah God is the great God that built the world, that possesses the world. The devil, because of the fall with Adam and Eve, because of this fall, it gave the devil possession. And he comes and he rules and he reigns and he just has brought total destruction. That's the reason that we have so much conflict today, because of the devil and his demons. Some of the things that people say, that people do, it only can be through demon possession to be so evil and so wicked and so hurtful and not have any kind of a mind that can bring themselves to thinking logically. So when it comes to this verse of Scripture here, if any man will come after me, follow the Lord Jesus, let him deny himself. The devil, his plan is that you just satisfy self, and we do that way too much. And then take up his cross and follow me. Whatever burden there might be, the joy, the peace that comes with being a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ surpasses any kind of heartache or problem that may arise. And so don't worry about what that cross might be. Multitudes have been martyred for the name of the Lord Jesus. So far in this life, we have not had to face that. And so don't be concerned about a burden that's going to just weigh you down. Don't worry about that, because the power and the peace and the joy that God gives us is so mighty and so good and so strong that whatever burden that's there, God takes care of. He says, take up his cross, and you'll find that he takes it up. He carries it for us. Verse 25, for whatsoever will save, for whosoever, I'm sorry, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever lose his life for my sake shall find it. The take up the cross and the word for in 25 connects that together. It brings that verse together. We're moving here from something that a lot of people don't understand. We're dealing with something that goes from physical to spiritual. from the bodily life to spiritual life. And we need to understand that, because to be born again, to trust in the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you have then for the first time a true or real spiritual life. The life that you're leading now without the Lord Jesus is led by a spirit, but that spirit is the devil himself. And the only way you can get away from that, separate yourself from it, is to be born again and receive the Holy Spirit, that he will come in and bring you the blessings and the kindness and the joy that's available. So we need to go from a physical life, a bodily life, to a spiritual life, something that's temporary. Everything that the devil has to offer is always temporary. It is never long-lasting. It is never eternal. And so when we go and try to entertain ourselves with the things of this life, whether it's activities or whether it's the purchase of certain items, something that we want, whatever it might be, you'll find that pleasure, that joy is short. It's temporary. Understand that. But everything of God, of Jehovah God, through and by our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is eternal. It is forever. And Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, has something to say about that. And so let's look at that very quickly. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Galatians, at 1st and 2nd Corinthians here. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Wonderful. Back here to verse 25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Whosoever desires to save his temporal, his fleshly, his bodily life shall lose his eternal life. Will not possess the joy of a spiritual life knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. So understand those simple principles, how necessary it is to set aside the things of this life and to walk and to enjoy the things that our Lord Jesus has bought and paid for us, if we'll just trust in him and come to him. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. It tells us that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. You can't. You can't serve and grab a hold of the things of this life. Now, there's nothing wrong with having possessions. There's nothing wrong with enjoying this life. God has given it to us. We have been born into the United States, and it is the greatest country in all the world to live. The joy and the peace that we can enjoy here, and I pray that it maintains, because there are many that desire to take this freedom away from us and bring us back into captivity like our forefathers were. They sought freedom. They found the freedom. And we have enjoyed it now all these wonderful years under the heading of the United States of America. Few of the world have the opportunity to enjoy the freedom we have. But that freedom then seems many times that we have such a love for the world and the things of the world, the people that live in other lands, that don't have the possessions that we have, many times desire to choose Jesus because they don't have so much to distract them. I ask that you enjoy both. You enjoy the blessings of living here, and you also then understand that always must be secondary, because our Lord and Savior must come first, because you cannot serve two masters. You can't have both. You're going to make a choice, and I hope that you have made the correct choice. Let's go to Mark, Matthew, Mark chapter 8, verse 35. Mark chapter 8. Verse 35. Same verse, very similar. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to trust in Him as your Savior. You need to set aside this life and choose the life to come. A life that brings blessing in this life, but is an eternal joy in the next. And so, as it tells us here in Mark 8:35, whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's sake, death, burial, and resurrection. I love the addition of the gospel's sake. The same shall save it. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus, and then begin to proclaim that life that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you hold on to the life and the possessions of this life, you will find that you're going to be disappointed, and when you leave this life, you're hellbound. Lake of fire is your only choice, the place of torment awaiting the final judgment to be placed into the lake of fire. Choose the Lord Jesus. Verse 26, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and shall lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Those are very good, very honest questions, very pointed questions, very necessary questions. We need to think on these things. What does it gain you to have such a connection with this world and not pay attention to you being a sinner, being condemned? All this the Word of God tells us so clearly. To gain the whole world means to possess, to own it. It's your life. I love this activity, and I love to do this activity, and it's just, I love everything of this life. The riches, the honors that it gives, the pleasures that it gives, the privileges that you think it gives. All the world can give. Oh, I just love it all. It's so important to me, and I don't care about what the Word of God tells us. I don't believe that I'm that bad of a sinner. I just don't think I am. I'm just not that wicked. Sure, I'm not perfect, but I'm not that bad that I would be condemned to hell. God's not going to do that. God's a God of love. That statement is true. God is a God of love. His love put His Son on the cross to pay the debt of sin. And you need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be born again. Be born again, please. There is nothing you can do short of coming by faith to Jesus, accepting that free gift of salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a joy. What a precious, precious joy to be born again. What does it profit you? You may build a great estate, and you may hand it to your children or someone that you know or someone that you love. You've built this mighty, great estate, and so now you're handing it to them. But I guarantee you one thing, when you leave this life, you leave it all behind. You can put whatever you want to in that casket, but all it's going to do is deteriorate away, because it's not going with you. Your soul, the second that you take that last breath, goes to heaven or to hell, one or the other. And that decision must be made now. And the only way that you can have the proper decision, and that is to trust in Jesus, is for you to accept the call that the Holy Spirit gives you when He calls you out as a sinner. You recognize that. You accept that. And you recognize that you need someone to take care of that problem. And that someone is the Lord Jesus Christ. So please, please trust in Him. Please look to Him each and every day that you can come by faith, that you can walk each day, that you can enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit, who you can become if you come by faith to Jesus, confess your sin and trust in Him as your Savior, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's what the Word of God tells us. Now, that makes a wonderful individual. That is someone that you enjoy being around. And if you had those qualities, you would find that people also enjoy being around you because you possess that. For what is a man profit if he gains the whole world, everything, but he loses his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Not a single thing. There's nothing you can bargain with. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. There's going to be a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful day that our Lord is going to bring, going to call us, call the church home, going to meet him in the air. It's called the rapture of the church. And then there's going to be a 7 years of tribulation and a 1,000-year reign of Christ following that. It just, the calendar events is all set. We just need to study God's precious word and understand it. It's wonderful to read, to look at, to study. And so please that you continue to do that, but understand that he is coming in the glory of his Father. Because you see, our Jesus, he went to the cross of Calvary. He died on the cross. He rose again 3 days later, and then he was present for 40 days. And then we have the identification, the folks that he chose to watch him, the disciples, as they watched Jesus ascend back home to be with his Father. He sits right now on the right hand of God the Father. The Son sits on the right hand, awaiting this joyful opportunity to come back and call his people back home to him, those that are born again. That waiting has been 2,000 years. We're not told a lot. He is there making intercession for you and for me if you're born again. If you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, then he is, you're talking to your God, the devil. The only way is to come by faith to Jesus. That's the only way. So please, there is no other way. Please come to him that you may receive these rewards at his return. And then we have something here that's kind of off another side here. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. There's a lot of suggestions of what that means. But I believe, and most do as well, that it's speaking of the Mount of Transfiguration. And that's what we're talking about here in the 17th chapter. We find that Peter and James, we can go right on into the 17th chapter, and after 6 days Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. His face did shine as the sun. His raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elijah talking with him. You see, they got a picture of the future kingdom. You're going to see something. You're going to witness something here. What a joy. What a power. What an opportunity for Peter, James, and John to be there, to see this. Only can we see that and possess that in our future if we come by faith to Jesus. Deny, take up your cross. Follow Jesus. Give up your love for this life. Enjoy it, yes, but don't put it as a priority. Put Jesus first, please. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?